A new exhibit pulls back the curtain on a Texas artist's career, and TPR Arts reporter Jack Morgan says there's a lot of surprises there.
That artist is Jerry Jeff Walker, and Hector Saldana with the Whitliff Collection at Texas State University says the surprises about this Texas icon start with the fact that, well, he's not a Texan.
He's from upstate New York, and I kind of knew that or remembered that, but I never knew that he was a high school sports stud. He was an absolute marvel on the basketball court.
The gravelly-voiced guitar-playing Walker didn't first reach for guitar, or for that matter, country music.
When Jerry Jeff Walker hit the road for the very first time, it was with a little satchel of notes and doodles and a Martin baritone ukulele. That was 1962 and 63.
Walker took the tried and true route of finding his muse and his voice by hitchhiking everywhere, taking it all in and writing songs about what he found.
A little bird come sit upon my windowsill. Sat there through the falling rain.
A young man, very impressionable, under the spell of Woody Guthrie and Bob Dylan.
Given Walker's long career singing about all things Texan, it's surprising to hear that he targeted different themes as a young man.
Jerry Jeff Walker was very attuned to the civil rights movement going on. We have uncovered and transcribed at least three different songs where he's dealing with the plights of African American and the idea of inequality in America and songs that address segregation.
Saldana has gone through a lot of Walker's keepsakes and spent time with him putting the exhibition together.
I never knew that he was a street singer, a street performer, but he was dead broke for about 5 to 6 years, hitchhiking almost everywhere, staying in flop houses or with temporary girlfriends. He was a folk singer, very much like Bob Dylan, and writing about inequality.
Did Bojangles really come out of an overnight stay at the Drunk Tank in New Orleans?
Yes, it did. On July 5th, 1965, Jerry Jeff Walker, coming off a drunk 4th of July weekend, was arrested while he was sort of obnoxiously serenading a young woman. He was thrown into the Drunk Tank, and that's where he met the drifter known as Bojangles.
I knew a man, Bojangles, and he danced for you in worn-out shoes.
It was a elderly, gentle, by all accounts, white man, and he never met him again, but they shared stories.
Bojangles put Walker on the map, and the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band's version of the song was a monster hit. As the 70s dawned, Walker began to settle down, moving to Austin permanently to help kick off the music explosion there. By 1973, he had recorded his hit live Viva Terlingua album in Luckenbach.
Ah, buckaroos, scamp Walker time again. Yeah, I'm trying to slide one by you once more.
Saldana says the Walker archives run deep, which is part of the pleasure of researching them.
In January, we acquired the earliest known recordings of Jerry Jeff Walker in 1964 and 65. It's sort of a never-ending quest for understanding about where the music comes from and what motivates the artist.
Music, writings, pictures, that Martin ukulele, and other surprises await those who come to see them at the Whitliff Collections. It's open daily on the campus at Texas State University at the Alkeck Library. Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.